Today is Pentecost, May 23rd, 2021. Kathleen Pearl here. I'm going to pick up from the seven trumpet. We have been doing the seals, unscrolling seals. And the fifth seals were the blood of the martyrs underneath the altar. So I kind of had to skip and pause because two of our associates have been murdered by Hezbollah, who were preaching the gospel in the Middle East. Kind of brings it right home, doesn't it? And then the sixth seal is the rich men of the earth, and everybody runs into their hidey holes because of the destruction that's coming. The great day of the wrath of the Lamb. All right, and then there's an interlude into the seven trumpets start blowing until the seventh trumpet. Now, when the seventh, that's the third woe in Revelation 11. I cover that in the second teaching on this scroll unrolled, unroll the scroll. And this particular, because it is Pentecost, this is a Pentecost message. I'm going to take it into when the seventh trumpet blasts, then the bowls of wrath are being poured out until the consummation of God's judgments upon the wicked of the earth. Let's go to Joel chapter 2. Now remember, this skips ahead to Revelation chapter 11, which is where the two witnesses show up. And after that, in Revelation chapter 11, the trumpet judgment, the seventh trumpet. Blasts and the bowls of wrath. They're specifically bowls of wrath, the wrath of the Lamb. That's why everybody runs in their ideals. So, oh my gosh, save us from the wrath of the Lamb. Because, all you know, this is God's time to judge the earth and clean it up. And from all the sin and corruption, to prepare a place for the Garden of Eden, for the millennial kingdom, the transition into the next age. Behold, Joel 2. Whew, let me see. I want to make sure I've got it right, guys. Okay, all of you, beloved of the Lord, Joel 2:25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. There are huge locust swarms all through the Middle East and have been the last couple of years through the Far East and Pakistan and India. I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm. My great army, which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, that he had dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass. I love this verse. How many times have I sat on Mount Zion which is Jerusalem, at this time, and in intercession, you know, ask the Lord that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Yerushalayim shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. And we could just jump that right over to Zechariah chapter 12, but let's go to Acts chapter 2, the birth of the church. I would say the church age is coming to an end. Well, what happens when the church age comes to an end? Well, the kingdom comes, and the king, the sovereign rule of Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2. So there are all these people in Jerusalem, right? And the disciples are waiting. He says, Jesus said, now you just wait in Jerusalem, tarry there until, you know, the Holy Spirit comes, until power from on high comes. They were in all one accord in one place in Jerusalem, at St. Mark's Church, not at the church on the top of the Catholic whatever mosque. They were inside the gates of the old city, back behind St. Mark's of Syrian Apostolic Church, and they've dug it out, and in the basement, about 50 feet under the current streets of Jerusalem. Come on, it's been a lot of rubble piled on top of the ancient historical sites. That's why they're digging so much. And this is more likely the upper room. And there came from this heaven a sound of from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And then there appeared to them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they're dwelling in Jerusalem, oh my gosh, 2,000 years ago. Here we are, the birthday of the church. Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Oh, every tongue, tribe, and nation. Now, when this was noised abroad, because, you know, there's everybody's saying, oh my gosh, you know what's happening over there at Mark's house? You got to check this out. And the multitudes came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marvelous. Why the one language? Because we are one spirit, one body, and one body of Christ, and we are the one new man. There's no place of division between us in the body of Christ. That's why if you go to take communion, you need to rightly discern the body of Christ, or else you will eat and drink judgment on you. Many people died because they did not discern, because they didn't come in repentance. As the apostle said, repent so the times of refreshing may come. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, behold, are not all these men speaking Galileans? And how that we hear every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites. Wow, that'd be the Middle East, all right. And dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and in Cappadocia, in Pontus and in Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and the parts of Libya about Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. They're all amazed and we're in doubt, saying one to another, what means this? And others mocking said, oh, these men are just full of new wine. They're drunk. And Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice to them and said, you men of Judea, and all of you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known to you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. That this is what was spoken of by the prophet of Joel. Okay, here it comes. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dwell dreams. It says, I shall pour out my spirit on all flesh, everyone, not even know Jesus yet or born again. All of a sudden, oh my gosh, here comes the Holy Spirit. And what is the work of the Holy Spirit? To testify of Jesus, to lift up Jesus, to convict of sin, judgment, sin, righteousness, and the coming judgment. And your young man shall see visions, and your old man shall dream dreams. Oh, shall pour out my spirit, and they shall, all my servants and all my handmaidens, I will pour out on those, in those the days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heavens. Boy, we have that happening now. Above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord shall come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, his name is Jesus, his access to the Father, Creator, by the Spirit of God, shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear this words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which you God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves know, him being delivered. And then by determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken him by wicked hands, have crucified and slain him, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held of it. For David speaks concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. I therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You have made me full of joy with your countenance. Men and brother, let me freely speak to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried in his sepulchre with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to his flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. And thus the day of the Lord is coming, and Jesus is going to be seated on his throne. He's seen this before. He is now in eternity. But he will be in this world. Your kingdom come, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. He's seen this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord says to my Lord, sit you on my right hand and tell him and make your foes your footstools. This is a process now. God is making his foes his footstool. And therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that name Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said to Peter and the rest of the men, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said to him, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is to you, to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And so it is, and so it is. So the final crushing of the serpent's head, which was on the cross, Jesus crushed his head. And now he is making his enemies his footstool, and his return is imminent. And I want to dedicate this to our brothers who are recent martyrs, Yosef and Radi, in the Middle East. God bless you.